Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm live. We've got a very special guest joining us next segment. We're going back to your calls right now in the order they were received. Let's talk to Josh in Missouri. Josh, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. Thanks again for taking my call.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Josh?
It's the fact that I work in an ER, and I'm not medical staff, but I work right alongside doctors and nurses. And they are never wearing gowns. They are never wearing masks. We all know this COVID is a joke. They don't bother with wearing gowns. They don't bother with wearing gloves. They don't put on the mask. When they go in these patients' rooms, the doctors, one of the first things they ask whenever older 60, 65-ish patients come in with signs of seizure or blood clots is, like, did they get the shot? Did they have the shot? It's like the first thing on their mind. And that was my main point I wanted to get to.
Wow, so you work at a hospital, and they just know right up front when people come in with blood clots now to ask if they have the shot.
It's one of the first things that they ask the nurse that's assigned to that room, have they had the shot.
And is that why we see all the nurses and doctors not wanting to take it?
It's about a 50-50 split where I am. I'm in Missouri, so in a little more conservative side, but I do hear doctors saying that they will be walked out of the hospital before they take the shot, so.
Well, I know this, brother. Last year, we had the same number of people die that year that died the year before, which means less people died because the population went up. This year, the population's plunging, and in Florida and Texas, they're stacking dead bodies up like cordwood. And I've talked to former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies. I've talked to doctors on the ground. They believe there's some type of prion simulant, because it doesn't test positive for COVID, that's been sprayed out on us to get us in line with Biden. That's because I'm glad to hear most areas of the country are not dealing with this. But let me tell you, it's not fun in Texas or Florida. They know that we opened up. They knew we bucked them, and they released something down here, brother.
My thought on this is that they're trying to get so many people vaccinated so quickly that within both 2 or 2.5 years that it takes people to start actually dying, then it's going to be too late, or all of our frontline workers are going to be gone. Truckers, everybody getting forced to take this is going to be gone. And then what's left? The real enemy, the unvaccinated.
Absolutely. They want to soften us up for the race war, global collapse, and they know whatever the crisis is they're going to have going in a few years, as all these top scientists say, they believe within 3 years you'll start seeing mass death. We're already seeing mass death, but they looked at the rat studies. You know, it took a few months, so they spaced that out to a few years. Whatever it is they've got planned is so bad in the future, they think we'll be so distracted we won't even ask why half the population's dying.
Thing for you, Alex. I know a lot of cases are failing based on the Nuremberg Code and things of that nature, but I'm wondering if a Supreme Court case that could set the percent of mortality that there would have to be before these things can be mandated. I mean, this is a 99% recoverable disease or virus, or even if it's a real thing. So I just don't understand how we're going along with 99% recovery rate and being mandated to take these shots.
Well, it's because it's not a vaccine. It's a genetic takeover. And if you look at the Supreme Court ruling they had over 100 years ago that said they could do forced inoculations, that was the same Supreme Court that said you could sterilize black people and poor white people. And so that was overturned later, and we had not just the Nuremberg Code, but we have federal and state laws as well against making people take experimental injections. That's why they've announced that it's approved now. But again, as the earlier caller said, it was not actually approved. And so there is just a lot of information going on. But, yeah, we've got a lot of shameful rulings like Buck versus Bell for sterilization of the public, and they've got some earlier rulings as well. Well, just keep spreading the word, and God bless you, Josh. Look, Josh is bringing up common sense things, and Josh is saying this doesn't make sense. Why are we doing this? Well, it's because it's part of a larger plan of having these injections every 5 to 6 months that, again, lower your immune system down to nothing, and now you're controlled by the system. This is a genetic medical takeover. All right, we have her, Dr. Li Mingyan, joining us. She's one of the biggest guests you can get out there. She's written a special report on proving that it came out of the Wuhan lab, and she's been totally vindicated on all fronts We're going to be talking to her right on the other side of this break in 60 seconds. And then after she leaves us, we will continue to go to all the callers on hold. Please stay with us. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So you've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable
watts. Welcome back. We are now into hour number three of this August 30th Monday broadcast. And we are joined by a leading Chinese virologist who has been totally and completely vindicated. She's come out in the latest article in the New York Post says Fauci emails verify her Wuhan lab leak claim. Li Mingyan is the doctor, and she's written a detailed report that has been proven to be a blueprint of what really happened. She's on Twitter at Dr. Li Mingyan 1. People should be sure and follow her there at Dr. Li, L-I, Ming, Yan, 1. And we can put that up on screen there. That is for you. She also has a link up there. Her report, SARS-CoV-2 is an unrestricted bioweapon, a truth revealed through uncovering a large-scale organized scientific fraud. And it would take me an hour to go over her whole bio, but let me just read part of it. Dr. Li Mingyan is a medical doctor, PhD virologist, independent coronavirus expert. She was educated at two top medical schools in China, Southern Medical University and Central South University. She was also a postdoctoral fellow in the School of Public Health, the University of Hong Kong. Because of her extensive professional network and scientific evidence, Dr. Yan has the distinction of being the only Chinese insider in the West with firsthand knowledge about the true nature of the virus, as well as the CCP's deceptive methods used to disguise their international bioweapons research. Since escaping from Hong Kong on April 28, 2021, she has been interviewed many, many times, four times by the FBI, including the FBI virologist, and each time she has been deemed credible. Dr. Yan has spent 5 years researching influenza vaccines when in January 2020 she was asked to investigate the Wuhan pneumonia that was sweeping the city. And then it goes on from there. She can tell you the rest of the story about the CCP and what she witnessed and what unfolded. So, Dr. Yan, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Every time I see you on Fox or Newsmax, you get about 5 minutes. You've got the rest of the hour. You're gracious to be here. We got like 8 minutes to break. Start at the beginning or give us a summation. Whatever you'd like to tell us, we want to get it on record. We really appreciate you coming on because we know that you've been right from the very, very beginning, and we appreciate your courage.
Thank you, Alex. Then how about we start to talk about the intellectual report from Biden's administration, which was released last Friday on origin of COVID-19. How about we start talking from that?
Absolutely, please.
Okay, so according to that report, Biden administration said they judged that this COVID-19 virus was not designed as a bioweapon. And also, the intelligence agencies all think there is low confidence that it is not bioengineered my products. So actually, I think there are many media, I mean, almost all the media try to explain this report, but they actually made some misunderstanding because although they claim that this is not designed as a bioweapon, it is not wrong because the recent evidence verified my report and my evidence that the COVID-19 virus is not designed as traditional bioweapon. It is designed as unrestricted bioweapon. This term is beyond bioweapon. And this is because unlimited means that CCP won't do anything without limitations, without constraints, and without considering of humanity to make the novel non-traditional bioweapon and mix it with bioterrorism to conquer their goal of making China great and also overcome the world. Everything is under the instruction of Marxism. So this is what we should let more people know because the long term of bioweapon has its limitation and the China government learned how to take advantage of the weakness from the laws and from the surveillance and then to get a void of the surveillance and the biodefense system all over the world to conduct this bio attack.
Wow, that is powerful information. So work, obviously they work with collaborators in the West. I think that's very clear. You go off what you know about China, what you know about the weapon. But I have clips we'll play later of Dr. Peter Daszak that ran the program with Fauci and with the Chinese government. And he was bragging in December of 2019 that they were merging five viruses. They were going to make a vaccine for it. And he describes COVID-19. So they weren't even hiding a lot of this, it looks like.
Yes. From last February, since Peter Daszak started to publish his Lancet statement, claimed that COVID-19 is from nature, and also that China has done a great job in anti-COVID-19, he already exposed. At that time, I also had the first-hand information that he tried to organize the scientists all over the world to help China. Peter Daszak is not in nonsense. Dr. Fauci is not in nonsense. Ralph Baric, Christine Anderson, all these people are not in nonsense. But sadly, they are used by Chinese government as a tool. So Chinese Communist Party spent decades, which is proved by my recent document, from 1990s, they start to study the novel things in bioweapon and the biowar program. And these people from America, they are used by China to get money and technology and also support from international scientific world to spread misinformation. They are not allowed to touch the core intelligence in China because Chinese Communist Party don't trust these foreigners, but they are used and they enjoy it and they see the benefits. So they are willing to do that with China to undermine America, to undermine all the world.
And they're certainly working with the UN and Tedros and working with leftists here who want to keep us locked down, who want to bring in a communist revolution, who want to create a universal income. I mean, the Democrats now admit most of the health department leaders are avowed communists, not just Tedros, but others that run London and run all these other big cities. They say, we're communist. We don't want the lockdown to ever end in the West. So clearly they're using it as a smokescreen for martial law.
Yes, you are right, because from the recent evidence I want to explain to your audience today, they clearly told that the mandate is very useful because compared to America, China has the power to mandate everything, and they predict that once such novel biowarfare or bioterrorism happen, people in America cannot get enough help, in time, because this is a democratic country, and in China, they can control it because that is centralized. And also, to use mandate as a tool to divide American, divide Republican, Democratic people, divide races, divide your policy is what China spent decades to work on.
Incredible. Dr. Li Mingyan, stay right there. Is the best place for people to find you on Twitter at Dr. Li Mingyan 1?
Yes, and there are hundreds of fake accounts established by CCP. So please notice that it's over 100K account is the only right one.
All right. Wow. I've got a lot I want to cover, but when we come back, what do you want to get into next?
We want to tell people that about how China's plan to undermine America and also control the organizations like WHO, UN, and for years, and then make the whole misinformation helping COVID-19 pandemic.
All right, you're an amazing lady, totally vindicated. The Pentagon and others came out and said, yes, her report was correct. It came out of the Wuhan lab with high probability. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's a bioweapon out of Wuhan. The Chi-Coms have co-opted people inside the U.S. government, inside the U.N., and now she's been vindicated. The U.S. intelligence agencies have come out. And even John Hopkins, that came up with the SPARS event 4 years ago, wargaming what's currently happening now, heavily involved in all this as well. This is a global government project. China is at the heart of it, obviously. They've come out and attacked her and said, oh, it didn't come out of a lab. We've had Peter Daszak, who helped secretly write the Lancet report saying it didn't come out of a lab, but told people in emails, don't tell people I'm involved writing this. He's finally been fired off of the latest whitewash. So they have worked around the clock to try to stop Dr. Jan, but she is with us now going over why this happened, where this is going. And I also want to ask you, because you've been on top of this like nobody else, how do you counter something like this? Because when you say unrestricted warfare, unrestricted bioweapon, explain what that means. It doesn't mean you just spray it on your enemy. You just release it out in the open because you're premeditated. You know what your response is going to be, and you believe it'll divide and conquer and destroy open free societies, which then our media even advertised and said, oh, America and Europe can't be free anymore. We've got to be like China. We've got to have a social credit score. We've got to listen to them. So we even saw the PR prepared. And as Americans and others got censored, and as you got censored, I saw communist Chinese propaganda force-fed by big tech.
Hi, Alex. This is a good question. Unrestricted means, as what I said, no constraints, no consideration of humanity. So China's unrestricted strategies not only applied on bioweapons. COVID-19 is their unrestricted bioweapon, but as I defend in my Yan report, there are also unrestricted scientific misinformation, and also there are unrestricted informative wars, as we say we were censored, and also misinformation spreading anywhere, everywhere. Let me tell you, you just talk about John Hopkins and also Dr. Fauci. So my evidence actually based on my first-hand intelligence from China military and civil network involve hospital, CDC, and also research labs. Also involve my knowledge about the WHO experts who work with me in the WHO reference lab in Hong Kong for 5 years. And also there are other evidence like the People's Liberation Army's document, scientific evidence they published, from military and also civilian scientist network working with China, all together combined with my expertise, like NIAID conducted by Fauci and also John Hopkins, as you mentioned, why do they attack me and why do they help China to promote the nature origin theory of COVID-19? It's also verified in the new evidence I want to tell you. In the new evidence, it is a document from People's Liberation Army from end of 2014. That one is written by the leading bioexpert in the military of medical science academy in China. That team worked with General Wei Chen, who take in charge of Wuhan lab last February. I think definitely people know them. So this team actually focuses on establishing the theory of the unrestricted bioweapon strategies for CCP, especially for Chairman Xi. And in that book, they claim that to divide America is very important because in their strategy, America is the primary enemy for them because America doesn't allow the dictatorship or communism and there is freedom in America. So they point out that they need to understand the policies, politicals, and think tanks from America. And for example, they take the example that NIH, especially NIAID, and Johns Hopkins, they are the organizations in U.S. to help surveillance the bioweapon-related risk. That's why China knows if they can manipulate the top experts in these organizations, then they can manipulate the information and American policymakers. And now you see what happened now.
Well, and at least the FBI did arrest the head of Harvard Science, who was basically on the payroll of the Chinese, giving him a lot of this technology. So clearly you've got Bill Gates that helped open up China. You've got Fauci that's a communist Chinese supporter. They're getting all this power. They're getting all this control. And Fauci bragged in 2017, Trump will be challenged by a novel virus. And then, of course, we'll play it next segment, Daszak bragging about how they were preparing it and getting it ready, I think, to cover his butt later when he knew it would come out. They aren't very happy with you, though, are they? I don't think they expected all this to come out.
They are not happy with me, and the China government doesn't happy with me. That's why they are hunting me, and they are using propaganda to smear me, just to describe me as some hamster keeper or some liar, which is very hilarious. But I have evidence. I have shown the scientific and intelligence evidence here. Since I started to tell people that there would be pandemic if you don't control it in time on 19th January last year. At that time, I'm the only person tell it to the world. And China know I'm the insider because I tell the world human-to-human transmission exists. And also this is not from the seafood market. There is no animal intermediate host. I told people that WHO is covering up with China. There will be strong variant in the future if not control it. And also that day, 19th January last year, I told people that this is a product from Chinese military lab by gain of function engineering. It's not from some bad cave in somewhere in China. It is patched by the PLA, People's Liberation Army, and then modified, did a lot of gain of function modification, which still need our to study because we don't know how many functions hidden in this virus. So these are all verified. That's why they don't want me to talk about it. And that's why they want to censor all the people that talking about that.
Wow. Dr. Li Mingyan is our guest. Again, you can follow her on her real Twitter. We'll put on screen for TV viewers. I'll give it to you next segment. But while we come back, let's look. Then I want you to get some time to talk about your research, what's in your paper, and how you could look at the virus and know it was man-made, which is now confirmed. All these viruses combined, how they did it, what really won. They shut the lab down for weeks. We know no cell phone activity right before the outbreak was announced. So as best you can tell, was it done on purpose? I think you're saying it was. Versus them saying, oh, it happened on accident. I look at the timing. I look at the media working with the dictator of China. I mean, I see it all. It was clearly premeditated, and they told us 15 days to flatten the curve, and now here we are still under lockdown around the world. It is incredible. We'll be right back. Everybody listening on AM and FM, tell folks tune in. Everybody watching on TV or the internet, you're how we expand the audience and people get the truth. Tell them. Whistleblower scientist who went to Wuhan and researched it and first exposed it and risked her life is on now telling us what's really happening. This is so important. Stay with us.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny.
Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin mineral fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. That's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula. So good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock. Discounted. We have X2. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Living Defense. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Pollen Block. Back in stock. Discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As well, but the great part here on the Alex Jones Show about my job is that I don't care about Hollywood stars, I don't care about sports icons, I care about trailblazers and interesting people and people that tell the truth and stand up and do what's right. Like when I remember over in Asia where they had the big cave in with all the school kids in it, and the divers would go in and save them one by one. Those are heroes. Those were interesting people. I'd like to interview them. And then you've got somebody like Dr. Li Ming Yan, who puts out the first paper, was there, was an expert, went and investigated it for a university, came back, documented it, and has now been vindicated, that's a hero. And I know she doesn't see herself as a hero, but it's people like her that are going to turn the tide against this evil. So we've got another 25 minutes left. I'd love you to be able to go anywhere you want, but it's probably important for you to go back to the time of your sent to investigate and then how you know this was staged, how you know it was chimeric, which they now admit. It's like saying a Swiss watch puts itself together in the desert from sand. And the idea that from reading your paper that's now been proven right, it's preposterous to claim five different species of animal jumped millions of years of, quote, evolution or whatever, and then magically made this chimera. And then after your report came out, the Indians and the Australians and others scanned the virus and said you could see the insertion genes and how it had been made. So you're the virologist, you're the renowned doctor that first broke this. Walk us through how you knew it was man-made.
Okay, actually, Alex, this is a long story. Let me try to briefly tell our audience that I was appointed by my supervisor, Dr. Liu Peng, on behalf of WHO Reference Lab in Hong Kong to understand what happened in Wuhan on 31st December 2019. So at that time, China government blocked all the information, even to the experts. So my access to China CDC, to the doctors and researchers in all over China, gave me the quick intelligence collection. And that tells us that China knows there is outbreak and China was hiding this information. And then later on, the response from WHO shows that they compromised with China government and hide it and cheat to the audience, cheat the public together with Chinese Communist Party.
And you were the first to say that. You were the first to say that when it was called the Wuhan pneumonia. And just to be clear, it's all been proven that you're right. The UN did actively cover it up.
Yes, they covered up, and more than covered up. They joined into this kind of plan, although they cannot catch the real secret. But they actually deliver the technology and also help China to escape from the punishment. And also, these are well planned by Chinese Communist Party since 20 years ago. And then what I want to tell people is my research from last January shows that China actually tried to frame some animal. For example, raccoon dog. They try to frame it or pangolin. They try to let people thought this as a wild animal which carries this kind of virus and transmit to humans from the seafood market, which is totally lying. You see, until now, they cannot find the animal. And actually, from mid-January when I was in Hong Kong, I have saw the email from some expert to my lab that you'd better focus on the raccoon dog, and it implies that you find the raccoon dog from Wuhan, you will identify that as an intermediate host, and the other people will help you to make up it. But at that time, I reveal it through Buddhist media in Chinese on YouTube, which actually triggered the Chinese Communist Party and Chairman Xi's office. That's why they have to change their strategies and get a void of more deaths and also more damage. Somehow they still do that.
Well, I agree with you that Communist China quarterbacked this and is the heart of the New World Order, but clearly worked with Western criminals. You can see the scripting. But what do you make of Obama when the media made a big deal of this in 2015 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and when Fauci had it moved to Wuhan? I mean, clearly there's major involvement with Obama and the globalists here as well. Because China, the communists, as you know, have threatened back and said, if you blame us, we'll blame you. So I think that's why they did a joint operation so they could blame each other.
Because China has infiltrated America for many years in your military labs, in your civil labs, and especially the science and the academic research field. They have their military-civil fusion infiltration, and that's why they can compromise and manipulate and concussion some of your many of your scientists or the officers to work with them.
So you're saying many of them are in collusion.
Yes, exactly. And that also has explained in the evidence I obtained. For example, they talked about that from 2005. Bioweapon Convention Conference in Geneva told that WHO will be the surveillance organization for bioweapon.
Sure, so China working through them and with Gates set up how to respond so they could release it and then cover it up. What do you make of Event 201 and all this frantic governments in Johns Hopkins and the Chinese government frantically drilling for this happening in the months right before it happened? I see that as them preparing and getting ready and getting their people all trained.
These people, they bring the Chinese those kind of academic spies came here, and also many innocent Chinese people are blackmailed by our government to deliver the technology back to China. And the American scientists, like in Johns Hopkins or in Ralph Barrick's lab or New York Blood Center, which is very important because people can access American people's gene data, genetic data from there, are all helping. I mean, many of them are helping China government to work on these things. They deliver the things back to China, and then they exchange for benefits, like they get promotion, they are sent into the international organization, like Food and Agriculture Organization, World Animal Organization, WHO.
Sure, look at the head Harvard scientist. China. The Chinese government gave him millions of secret money.
Yes. I mean, that is just piece of the iceberg. There are a lot of this. China's massive infiltration in America actually didn't trigger the alarm because China study your mouth. They study your policies. They know how to disguise it and get avoid of this kind of surveillance. And
yeah, the Confucian societies, all of it, under Li Mingyan. How do we counter this? How do we respond to this?
Tell your policymakers that is unrestricted bioweapon. They need to update the law terms, and also they need to understand that misinformation is another arm for this novel, non-traditional bioweapon. Together, this is CCP's unrestricted strategies to change America, to control America, and also control the world. You don't have much time. You have to understand how evil CCP is and not listen to them, not trust them. And you have to defend, to protect America and your next generations.
Powerfully said. Please continue, Doctor.
Sure. I mean, we can talk more in the next section, right? Because I see only 1 minute left. And I really want to tell people this is not only a lab accident. This is because of their reckless operations, their trial in the neighborhood using Chinese people, then get out of control and make the local outbreak, and then they take the advantage of that outbreak to spread it all over the world because this unrestricted bioweapon is designed to spread the pandemic all over the world.
You're 100% right, because I can see all the pre-scripting. It's like a new Chevy truck's coming out or a new Coca-Cola. It's just, oh, the bio attack's coming. Give your rights up when it does, and all the drills and all the preparation, and then Obama working with Xi Jinping, and then it all happens, and then China's good and we're bad, and then, oh, just 14 days, and then it's forever. We're going to talk about how to counter this and Dr. Peter Daszak and the smoking gun with our amazing guests, and I'm going to host some in the next hour to take your calls, folks. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Final segment with our incredible guest. I hope that all listeners realize that this interview's already got a couple million people watching live, but it'll be archived at band.video and freeworldnews.tv, and I'm just begging you for all our own futures to get the interview and to share it everywhere you can, especially your email and text message, some of the final places not being totally censored. Dr. Lee Ming-Yan is on with us. Hopefully she'll join us again to get even into more, but she wanted to get into the Communist Chinese Party surveillance system, and then I wanted to hit this latest article where she says Fauci's emails vindicate her. Well, she's already been vindicated. I've read the emails where he's like telling him in December of 2019, get the vaccine ready. So clearly, this whole thing's been a plan. It's sick. Doctor, please continue.
Oh, yeah. And since you talk about the vaccine, I really want to tell people I work in the WHO lab and I have my influenza universal vaccine patent on pending. I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm anti-vaccine mandate, and also I'm anti the unsafe and the inefficient vaccine. Because this is Chinese Communist Party's unrestricted bioweapon, and especially in their spike protein of this virus, CCP has designed many functions which they learn from, like dengue, Zika, and Ebola, and the high pathogen avian influenza, all these things, and put them in to the coronavirus. It's like playing Lego, and then make you have more disease. That's why we still have a amount of symptoms like hummer, like the brain fog, like you start to get like disorder in multiple symptoms in your body, like heart, lung, and the kidney, reproductive system. All this because China purposely designed it using their expertise, using their technology.
And by the way, some people say it's not real, but we know it's a five-virus chimera. And it seems to me what I've seen is since it mutated, it's much worse this year. Because I talked to doctors, I got my ear to the ground. Last year, they were overblowing it, at least here. But now they're not overblowing it. I know people personally who like have basically Alzheimer's since they got it. Totally sharp 3 weeks ago, don't know who they are now, can't taste, can't smell, and are basically half dead. I mean, so I definitely know this is real.
Yeah, like the blood clot and also antibody-dependent enhancement and also neurotoxicity and also autoimmune disorder. All these are well-studied by those military and civil scientists in China.
So how many viruses is it combined, doctors? Is it, am I correct to say five? Some say six.
Oh, I won't say like that. I will tell you that China studies about terrorism reagent list from America, Europe, and also Russia. And they focus on studying of this bioreagent, which can lead the bioterrorism. But they won't directly use it like direct copy-paste to the coronavirus. They learn the mechanism and try to manage to make this mechanism happen on coronavirus. Some work, some failed, but somehow finally it become like the Frankenstein. And that is what they have. They have knowledge and they start still studying for other things.
So you're saying they created a Frankenstein monster, and regardless, they created it, and it got out of the lab, and is now terrorizing the countryside. So let me ask you this. Obviously, I know vaccines are real science. They get contaminated. They have side effects. There's problems. I don't even see these mRNA as a vaccine because it's alive and it makes the body create the spike protein. So you are a virologist. You study this. What do you make of the reports of deaths and problems and people not being protected by this vaccine?
First, I want to say that, yeah, we encourage the new technology, but we also need data, very strict scientific data to prove it is safe and it is efficient. Let me tell you, coronavirus from SARS-1 to now SARS-2, we don't have the real efficient vaccines for over almost 20 years. And suddenly, within several months, they put it to market. And then again, they start to mandate people to use that. And the very hilarious thing is the vaccine cannot stop transmission. Then why do you mandate people? Because as they claim, if this vaccine can really reduce the severity and the death from the COVID-19, then it is a personal choice, unless it can prevent transmission. If not, there is no reason you have to force people to get it.
And amen to that, doctor. You're amazing. Let me play a clip from Dr. Peter Daszak in December of 2019 when you had been dispatched, were the first to investigate this. Here he is covering his butt, doing an interview, saying, oh, we combined five viruses to make a vaccine, admitting basically gain of function. Here it is.
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, people are going to use pandemic SARS as but let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there. If you see something emerging, it give it a head start on making a vaccine or a therapeutic.
That's true. And you know, better knowledge of where they are as well, so that you can put your money into those clinics that matter. And that's one of the big things that we've been trying to push. There's a lot of the word predict, or the word, you know, the anticipating, forecasting pandemics. It doesn't mean you can stop them. That's the problem. So what we're trying to do is say, on a global scale, if we can show where they're most likely to come from, the species they're most likely to originate in, the people most likely to get affected, a global actor like WHO or a national government can better allocate resources to the highest risk.
Okay, so he just admitted, Doctor, that they are merging the viruses together, exactly what they did. I have another clip of him admitting Chinese colleagues developed killer coronaviruses at Wuhan. What do you make of those admissions? And then his boss, Fauci, tells Congress no such thing was done.
Peter Daszak is more about the politician and his dishonest politicians than scientists. And this virus is not only designed in Wuhan. It is released in Wuhan, but it is designed and worked within the military lab network from Beijing to Hong Kong to Wuhan to habit all over China. I mean, it's only focused on Wuhan. That it definitely cannot solve any problem of their bioweapon, unrestricted bioweapon program. And also, Daszak already admits that it's easy to manipulate the spike proteins. And because he's not a good scientist, so his description is very simple. But China has made it more comprehensive because the unrestricted bioweapon, according to CCP's definition, has to look like from nature. And that's why they can tell people, oh, it's from nature, it's mysterious, and we have to get money from America, get help to look for like another 10 years to find why it happened, and then people will forget the origin. It's CCP, it's the military.
Exactly, and the CCP and their globalist allies are getting total power and control, making hundreds of billions off the vaccines in response to it. They need to be held accountable, or their whole agenda will keep rolling forward. That's why your work and Senator Rand Paul's work and others is so central, and the whole world is counting on what you and Senator Paul and others are doing. I mean, we were hit with a bioweapon. China is now superior, taking over the world economy. We're still partially shut down. They've given us leaky bad vaccines. We are literally under attack. And do you agree that we should see Fauci criminally investigated and Bill Gates and others? Because we can't get Xi Jinping right now, but couldn't we start with his minions here in America?
Yeah, of course, because these people are in America. They are American citizens. So your laws, I mean, apply to them, and they have to listen to that. But China, they can try to get rid of that. That's why the policymakers, the legislators need to understand China's unrestricted evil tactics and fix this problem. And Xi Jinping is the one dominant it by himself, and the whole Chinese Communist Party need to be held accountable.
All right, everybody should follow you on Twitter, Dr. Li Mingyan. We really appreciate you. Please come back again to impart more amazing knowledge. Thank you so much.
Please, Hydra, thank you.
Wow. That was powerful. Great job the producers getting her. What an amazing lady, and not just hearing 5 minutes of her, but getting to hear 45 minutes of her on air. Please get her back as soon as you can, crew. Wow. Okay, I'm going to come back, take some of your phone calls, those have been holding, and then Gerald Celente takes over.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.